Yishi Vidyim, a former teacher, entered the hotel business almost at the very moment that communism fell in Czechoslovakia, and seized the opportunities that freedom brought. For two decades now, he's been running Unitas House, a hotel in downtown Prague with a fascinating history. The complex it's part of was originally owned by an order of nuns, but for several decades it was occupied by the notorious communist-era secret police, the STB. Among those they held and interrogated there was the dissident and future Czech president, Václav Havel. When we met, Yishi Vidyim discussed Mr. Havel's connection with his hotel. But first I asked him how he had initially got into the hotel industry.
In 1988, I read in the newspaper, Rude Pravo, and Edward was in a Czechoslovak-Austrian joint venture company building or rebuilding the Hotel Palace in Prague 1, looking for staff. Actually, their condition was the staff shouldn't have any experience, so-called experience, from the old way of managing the hotel. So they were looking for brand new people. And the hotel was open on the 28th of September, 1989. That day, there was a demonstration at the Wenceslas Square of Charter 77. And 100 meters from this demonstration, the new hotel was being opened. So the honorable guest arrived all wet because the police was spraying the demonstrators with heavy sprays, water cannons. It was a mark for me, something was going on, something big. And then it came, it was in November, and the hotel was open and the occupancy was 20%, 25%.
There must have been then, after the revolution, a huge influx of visitors.
Oh, there was, during the revolution even, there were, you know, broadcasters, BBC, CNN teams coming, and the only place they could go to was the Palace Hotel. It was two hotels, the Intercontinental and the Palace Hotel, who corresponded slightly to the standards they were used to. Naturally, then, in the first month after the change, Prague got very attractive. Most people just, you know, discovered Prague as a new destination. Prague was, at that time, a shabby, at the other hand, very charming place, because people were looking for something like a history of Europe 30, 40, 50 years ago.
You were telling me earlier that you had a fateful meeting with a guest who was a well-known Irish-American businessman and philanthropist.
Yes, this was everybody has a meeting of his life. This was one of mine.
I should say his name was Chuck Feeney. He's a very well-known businessman.
His name is Chuck Feeney, Charles Francis Feeney. He lives in the United States, travels around the world, and his philanthropic activities are well known in many countries of the world.
And he was also philanthropic to you?
Yeah, he was. He was behind my education, business education. He invited me to Ireland, to Dublin for a trade management institute. I studied there the management of the business and the hotel business in particular. And then he proposed me to start a company with him because he was very, you know, keen to do something in the new republic. So we started a company called Hibernia. We started to import different products, and we opened before Christmas 1990 the first Western looking shop in Prague 1, close to Leicester Town Square. There was a hairdresser salon, and we found a guy who was an owner of a house which was very unique at that time. And this gentleman leased for us this hairdresser salon. So we converted in 10 days. We went to Germany to buy lights, and we opened this shop selling watches and all different small products. There was a huge success. People were buying everything. Then I decided to go back to the hotel industry because I didn't want to be a retailer.
Now you're running a few hotels, including the one we're in right now, which is on Prague's Bartolomiejska Street. If I understand it right, this place belongs to, or the building belongs or belonged to, an order of nuns who got it back in restitution.
Exactly. That building, actually, that's a complex of buildings, five in total, was restituted by the Order of Grey Sisters, which is a Czech order, in 1990. The sisters arrived here. There used to be a police building. The sisters built this place in 19th century. At that time, that used to be a very mighty order, having almost 1,000 sisters working in hospitals. But then in 1950, they were just expelled from here, jailed in a special place in North Bohemia, and the state secret police came into this building, and they had their cells underneath and interrogation places.
When you first came here, there were still police working here. I mean, Bartolomiejska Street was notorious as the downtown headquarters of the police under communism.
The place we are now, that used to be still occupied by the police. So we took only the front part, the street part of the building. The rear was still in the hands of the police, and they were slowly moving out. Took at least 1.5 years to get this building empty.
Now it's a hotel here, but it was previously a hostel, and there was one room that had been the cell where Václav Havel was frequently kept.
That's right. Actually, where exactly it was is unknown to me nor to many other people. Now it's the cell called P6, Václav Havel's cell, where there is a small plaquette saying Václav Havel was jailed here. The reason why we pointed out at this particular cell, Prince Charles, coming here in 1992, he had at this time a foundation in London called Prague Heritage Fund. He wanted to support three monuments of Prague, and one of them was the Church of St. Bartholomew's, which forms a part of this complex, which used to be a shooting training place for the police. And he came here with Václav Havel. They went down to the prison, and Prince Charles asked Mr. Václav Havel where exactly was he kept jailed. I think he was a little bit confused at that moment, so he just pointed out at this door. It could have been other doors, but the matter of fact is he used to be jailed here a couple of times. There was always called, a prevention. Anytime a comrade's visit coming to Prague, like Brezhnev or other guys, these people like Václav Havel, supporters of Charter 77, got jailed from prevention reasons, as they called it.
I think I saw on British TV in the early 1990s a program which featured the supposed cell of Václav Havel here in your building. Was there a lot of interest from visitors in that room?
Yes. I have, you know, the clip out articles from many big newspapers, the Times and German newspapers, French, Scandinavian, even Russian, at that time telling this story of a guy who runs a pension in a place of former interrogation cells, which was only part of the truth, because the pension was much bigger, occupying even the ground floor and the first floor of the building. I think we saved these cells, because at the time I came here, it was 1992, these cells hadn't been in use for 3 years, and there was, you know, humid, rot. And I saw Prince Charles being so interested in these cells, so a question crossed my mind, if Prince Charles is interested, others might be too.
Can people still stay in the former cells downstairs here?
No. The building needed a total reconstruction, so we agreed with sisters to do so in 2007. The building was completely renovated, rebuilt in fact, and the cells, most of them were closed, but number 6, P6, remain as it was. Our intention is to open a small museum with all those newspaper articles written about this, sensation at that time.
Did Mr. Havel ever come back here in subsequent years?
Yes, he came here twice. There was a Czech filmmaker shooting a film called Václav Havel Goes on Holiday. And there was always a story any time he said he would go on holiday, he got jailed here. So he came here, it was 2004. At that time, he was not sure what cell was the right one. Maybe he was jailed in a couple of these cells. He was absolutely sure that it was this place, and that occasion, the P6 was occupied by guests, so he couldn't go in. So he was shot in an interview with him in another one.
Ian Willoughby was talking there to Prague hotel owner Jiří Vidím in that edition of One on One.